State power utility Eskom reporting a net profit after tax of 3.6 billion rand for the year to March 2015. It is about half the amount achieved last year, but a profit nonetheless. Eskom acting CEO Brian Molefe joins us on the line now. Brian, thanks for your time. I think many of our listeners are surprised that given the power situation in the country, Eskom is in fact profitable. Can you explain briefly why that is?
You know, during the year, we have had to do a business process re-engineering exercise where we had to improve efficiencies and cut costs. And we managed to cut costs of 9 billion rand, which was something that we did during the year and that has resulted in us registering a profit. Had we not done so, we would be reporting a loss of about 6 billion.
But you do still plan to borrow in the region of 20 billion rand from the domestic and international bond markets. So what is that for?
It's actually 50 billion. It's for capital expenditure. Yeah, our capital expenditure for the year is 53 billion, and we will borrow 50 billion to fund the capital expenditure. So the borrowing is not to fund daily operating expenses that we can cover from our revenue, but we need to borrow to finish the capital expenditure program. You remember that Eskom is involved in a capital expenditure program of 280 billion over the next 5 years. And this is part of that, to finish the Medupi, Kusile, and bring on stream new power generation capability.
And where does the cost of diesel fit into that? So I would assume that diesel would be a daily operating expense. What is Eskom spending on diesel each month to power those open cycle gas turbines?
So every day, if we are running short of power from our power stations because of maintenance or for other reasons, we have 2,000 megawatts that we can get from diesel, and we switch on the diesel generators, they give us about 2,000 megawatts that we use before we start load shedding. So if you see us on stage one load shedding, it means that we're already 3,000 megawatts short, but we're only 1,000 megawatts short because the 2,000 is already coming from diesel. So we're using diesel to minimize the cost of load shedding to the South African economy.
And how much is that diesel costing you?
Well, it's been about in the region of about 800 million per month, but it has also saved us a lot of load shedding. The cost of not using diesel and going into stage one or stage two every time that we needed to go into load shedding would have been much more for the South African economy. But we're absorbing it at Eskom, and from a macro view for the South African economy, it's much less, although it looks like 800 million is a lot of money for a month.
Speaking of things that are hampering, I suppose, cash flow for Eskom, diesel would be one of those. Another one is a significant increase in arrears from municipal and residential customers, particularly in Soweto, where there is an average payment level of just 16%, translating into an annual shortfall of around 600 million rand. What is Eskom doing about non-payers?
You will have noticed that since the end of the financial year, we have been in discussions with the defaulting municipalities. There were 20 of them. 19 of them, with the help of SALGA, have come to the party and have made alternative payment arrangements, and we have been able to avert a situation where we had to switch them off because of non-payment. And they have been adhering to the payment arrangements that they have made. In fact, the municipal debt is coming down quite significantly because the municipalities are now coming to the party. With respect to Soweto, we are in continuous negotiation with Soweto and the civic organizations in Soweto about what we're going to do with the arrears. The solution to the arrears, really, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is prepaid. Because with prepaid, people can buy electricity of 5 rand or 10 rand or 20 rand, and they can put it into the meter and they can monitor how that money is being spent.
That was acting Eskom CEO Brian Molefe on the Power Utilities results out today. We had a long discussion earlier on this afternoon about renewable energy, potential about electricity tariffs, about the current coal situation with Glencore's Optimum Coal Unit. So to listen to the full interview, hop on to moneyweb.co.za.